Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody, and glad to have you guys here. Don, good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Ava?
We have Donald here.
I know. Yes. In the house.
It's a big deal.
I know. The balloons and fireworks are going off all over town. It's crazy.
So you know it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
It's cats and dogs living together. It's just a sad thing. It's a happy thing. I don't know. Anyway, happy for us is we've got Don here. We also are going to be joined by David Walker. He's a bass fishing pro. He's a longtime Bass Classic qualifier. He's done a number of those. And the guy is just amazing. He's a tremendous angler. I used to be with him on one of the Evinrude Outboard team, pro fishing team. And we're going to join him, talk with a little bit of bass fishing and some other topics that come to mind. And we're going to do that when we come back. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Well, hello, Donald.
Well, hello.
You've been out and about.
I have.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
I think he's happy to be here, too.
I'm happy
to be
here.
Oh, it's good to be seen is what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, it's always good to be seen.
It's always better to be seen than viewed, if I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
That's awesome. Well, good to have you back, my friend.
Yep.
Always is. It's unfortunately, the show takes three times as long when Don comes in to do it, but that's okay. We're happy to have you in your presence. Ava
or
and I
Donald.
It's not true.
Be nice to Donnie.
Ava?
That's because I'm here
it's
on
true.
Time.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. It's true. It's true. All right. Speaking of what's true right now, big announcement coming out of the Minnesota DNR. Whether you're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, or Michigan, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you're a walleye fan and you want to have the latest news on what's going on right now, this is it. Malak has announced, if you hadn't heard already, they are expanding the keepable fish number. To Donald, what is that number?
Well, right now it's going to be, and I don't know what the starting date is here. I think it's
August
28th.
Oh, guess what? No. That's today.
Today.
The 23rd. The limit now goes from
Whatever it is to 3, and it's 2 under 2 over 17, 1 over 20.
Exactly.
You can have 3 fish. Only one can be over 20.
You can have 3 fish. And I feel somehow we talked about this off air that we played one maybe small part in having that happen.
Oh, man.
Because we did talk to
the
fishery manager.
People, yeah.
And
yeah.
We were not easy on the guy. We talked to the guy from Tuts. And I personally talked to Al Lindner. And he's like, this is crazy why this fishery is chocked full of fish.
I think they're recent. Test netting must have given a different result.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the number of people that are going there because of the limit is...
People. I mean, it's late in the season to have that happen. Hopefully, it'll be the case next spring again.
It's very possible that it will.
Yeah.
I hope the perch population got... That was a big thing that was changed. It's now 5 as opposed to, I believe it was 15 or 20 perch.
Yep.
And now that's changed to 5. So some changes that have come through, and I think that's a move in the right direction. And I think coming up over the winter, there's going to be some big changes coming that I think we're all going to be very surprised about. I can't talk about it because it's an inside information, but nonetheless, I think you're going to want to stay tuned because we'll have some information that'll go very interestingly the way of the fishermen, I believe. So that'll be kind of cool. Other news, Don, you've been to Lake of the Woods once or 18 times.
I've spent my time there.
Well, something out there, if you haven't been up to date, now they have what's called wave tracker buoys, making Lake of the Woods safer for anglers. 3 locations in Lake of the Woods have a series of 3 monitoring buoys. It's an idea that Joe Henry thought about for a while, and it's a similar technology and used on the Great Lakes. Why can't they use it on Lake of the Woods? I know Joe Henry is the Lake of the Woods Tourism Bureau. He's been there for years, and the lake is how many acres do you think Lake of the Woods is?
It's exactly a lot.
Like a pile of taconite.
Yeah, we're talking about Traverse Bay here is where these buoys are going to be placed.
Yeah, right out in the main body and in upper sections. 300,000 plus acres of
water. Yep.
The buoys are going to help, obviously, in a big way, make it safe. They get good decisions because they have that. Because in that lake, you may be heading one direction and not realize how bad it is until you're in trouble. And two of the buoys, they measure real-time wave height, and they're at either end of Traverse Bay on the biggest part of it. And that bay is about 30 by 25 miles, so it's a very large bay. They operate via cell coverage, and the wave buoys transmit data on the cell. While many updates are current, there may be short delays in the transmission due to limited cell coverage. Otherwise, they're available and helpful picture of what's really happening out in the lake.
So is there an app that you can download to?
It's not an app. I think you go on to the Department of Tourism or something up in Mille Lacs. Really? We'll have it posted on our website. And I thought I had it, but I don't have it actually as a listing. But nonetheless, funding from the outset was a hurdle, but federal agencies we're not going to do it. And they actually got it done through the Lake of the Woods Tourism. So pretty cool deal.
No, I mean, it's give you an example. I mean, where we typically go in Lake of the Woods, we're about 12 miles from the big water. And before you make that trek, it'd really be nice to know what the wave action is on the big lake.
Yeah. And we come
before
across,
you take that trek.
We go across all the way up to Flag every year and coming out of Long Point. And coming back is a big thing.
Like I said, I've been there in 40-mile-an-hour winds. It's not the place to be.
No, it isn't. Well, tell you what, we are going to be coming right back. We've got David Walker coming up, Pro Tour angler, and I think it's going to be one you're not going to want to miss. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.